Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rome, live in Southern California. We are broadcasting from the Quicken Loans studios. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently with Quicken Loans. Nice to have you here. Great to be here on a Tuesday. Let's get into it. Telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. I've got an interview coming up next segment, and then two more, but not until hour number three. So that's how the middle of the show looks. It is wide freaking open. An interview next segment with Denver Broncos linebacker Von Miller. But then after that, nothing until the top of hour number three. So take advantage of that. 1-800-636-8686. What do you want to cover? Pick up the phone. Hit me up right now. Follow me on Twitter, please, at Jim Rome. Email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at haveatake.com. Von Miller, next segment. Middle of the show is wide open. In hour number three, a cornerback for the L.A. Rams, Sam Shields. Rams, Chargers, Coliseum, Sunday, battle for L.A. I'm hyped up on that. In fact, I'll be doing my hit for the NFL on CBS from the Coliseum. They're keeping me home for that one. So that's a big matchup. We'll get into that with Sam Shields in the third hour. Also coming up in hour number three, a defensive tackle with the unbeaten Miami Dolphins, Devon Godchow. So those are your three interviews on a busy Tuesday morning. Let's get started. Why don't we go to the scoreboard first? Chicago Bears, 24. Seattle Seahawks, 17. John Gruden, nothing. Yes, John Gruden. Better get used to hearing his name associated with the Chicago Bears, because that's just how it's going to be all year long. Maybe not just this year, maybe for years to come. The Raiders are 0-2. John Gruden is 0-4, because every great game that Khalil Mack has is another L for Gruden. Gruden is going to get so much Twitter run during Bears games, you're going to think that he's the coach of the Bears, but he's not. He's just in the business of giving the Bears all-world talent, which is what he did and was on display in prime time, nationally televised for the second straight week. And for the second straight week, Khalil Mack showed up like a freak.
17 on the play clock. The snap is back. Big push by Roy Robb again. Pocket starts to close. Wilson Football. In trouble. Ball comes out at the 40-yard line. They get to him again.
Khalil Mack stripped it as Russell Wilson was going to try to throw it. But first he hit the tight end. Then he rushed against the tackle. And then again, he came all the way around the edge to strip the ball out of the hands.
Credit Bears Radio. I mean, Seattle tried to stop him. Seattle did everything they could to stop him. Chip him with a tight end, have the tackle way deep, double team him as he gets closer to the quarterback. It's still not enough. Nothing they tried worked. Another strip sack. And it was part of a monstrous performance from the Bears defense overall. The Bears defense beat the living crap out of Russell Wilson. Look, everybody knew that Seattle's offensive line versus Chicago's pass rush was going to be a major mismatch. But that was savage. Wilson was sacked 6 times last night, and that's the second time in 2 games. Russell Wilson is strong as hell to take a beating like that, but even he is starting to show signs of the abuse that it's taking, the toll that it's taking, the abuse 2 games in, like when he threw whatever the hell kind of pass this was.
Wilson in the gun from his 46, shotgun snap, throws into the nickel, a pass, it's intercepted by Abu Kamara, down the sideline, 40, chase to the 30, down the sideline, 20, breaks a tackle, 15, down the sideline, 10, they run him to the 5, he's into the end zone, touchdown, Chicago, touchdown, Abu Kamara.
2 games in, and this guy's already shell-shocked. But again, last night's game was not about Seattle's offensive line or offensive philosophy or how quickly Seattle has gone from being a dominant force in the NFC to a team that's likely going to miss the playoffs back-to-back seasons, despite having a lot of talent still at key positions. No, last night was all about Khalil Mack, because he had his second sack of the season, which is the same number of sacks as, wait for it, a little longer, the Oakland Raiders have as a team. 2 games, 2 sacks, 2 forced fumbles, and a pick 6. Not bad. Not bad, and especially for a guy who admits he does not know the entire defense. His teammate, Akeem Hicks, told USA Today, quote, "He's so special that he doesn't even have to have the entire defense," end quote. Yep, Mack doesn't have the entire defense, but he has completely transformed the entire defense. Chicago looks scary now. Chicago looks like they've got a plan now. Chicago is playing inspired football for the first time in a long time. Ask Hicks. He said, quote, "I'm excited about it. It really makes you look and say, man, is there another spot I can reach to do what he does? He's something to take notice of," end quote. So what I'm saying is this. This guy walks in 2 weeks ago, and he turns the team around in a matter of days? That seems like the kind of thing that an 0-2 Raiders team could use right about now. A difference maker on defense. Someone who has inspired his defensive teammates to raise their own game. Nah, better to have a couple of draft picks in the coming years, at least according to Gruden. Because Gruden was asked yesterday if he had any regrets about that deal. And shocking, shocker of all shockers, Gruden says no, not at all.
No, it doesn't make me regret. You know, we made the trade. You know, there's going to be hindsight, 50-50, all that stuff. But we would have loved to have him here. And I'm not going to keep rehashing this.
Hey, Chunk, hindsight is not 50-50. Hindsight is 20-20. And in this case, you didn't even need hindsight to know what you were giving up when you traded Khalil Mack. No need for glasses or contacts or laser surgery to know that that deal had a high boomerang potential and that you might wear that for the rest of your career. Again, there were ways to defend that trade, but Gruden never laid it out like that. Instead, he was ducking and diving, taking responsibility for the good parts, avoiding blame for the bad parts, and now he's complaining about a lack of a pass rush after every game so far. You want more salt for that wound, Raider fans. The Raiders are 31st in the NFL in sacks. The Bears lead the NFL in sacks. The Raiders' defense has one forced fumble, zero fumbles recovered, one interception, and no touchdowns. Khalil Mack has two forced fumbles, one fumble recovered, one INT, and one touchdown. Listen, I could spend the entire rest of the show teeing off on Chunk. I could play clip after clip of Gruden complaining about his own pass rush. And then play highlights of Mack in a Bears uniform. I could point out that Oakland isn't just losing that trade right now. They're getting smashed. But I won't. I won't because at this point, it's like shooting fish in a barrel. At certain points, or at a certain point, it's going to be tired and tedious. It'll be like reminding the Portland Trailblazers that they passed on Mike Jordan. It's going to be played out. But that's only because Mack is balling and the Raiders aren't. The Raiders' mantra has always been commitment to excellence. I will save you the trouble, Raider Nation. Trading Khalil Mack, and I said it before, so this is not hindsight being 50-50, Chuck. Trading Khalil Mack was an absolute exercise, not an excellence, but an excrement. There, I said it for you, Raider fan. Know this, Chunk. It's going to stick to you for a long time. It's going to stick to you for a long time. And by a long time, I mean pretty much forever. Now, you go ahead and you wait on those draft picks, Raider Nation. I don't need to. I don't need to see whether or not you might draft Khalil Mack. Because you already had Khalil Mack. And he wanted to be there for his whole career. He didn't want that trade. He didn't ask for that trade.
Hindsight, 50-50.
Yeah, hindsight's 50-50, all right. 1-800-636-8686. Raider Nation. Like I said, 0-4. You think you're 0-2, and you are, but Gruden's 0-4. Because every time Khalil Mack shows up like that and Chicago wins, add another loss to Chuck Gruden. All right, in addition to that, I could do an entire show on that. I won't, but I could. I want to talk about Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon goes to the Pats. And that's about the most predictable thing ever. Corey Dillon, Randy Moss, get ready to hear a lot about them today. You're not going to hear one Josh Gordon is a Patriot story without hearing about either or both of those two, Dillon and Moss. And I want to talk about what that means. Of course, the guy's going to the Pats. Of course, they gave up next to nothing to get him. And it's the right move. It's the right move, but it's not a guaranteed lock. In other words, bringing this guy in for what they got him for and what they're paying him is the right move all day long. But just because you bring this guy in and you put him with TB12 and the hood does not mean that it's a stone-cold lock, a slam dunk, a guarantee that he'll be fine. Because he might not be. I'm rooting for him. I'm rooting for Gordon in New England like I rooted for Gordon in Cleveland. Hey, wait a minute. Did I hear that Batman theme? Why was that?
I'm Batman.
Oh, because Chael came in. And because somebody yesterday tweeted something about him having pepperoni nipples that would not work in the Batman suit. Is that why you did that, Alvin? Anyway, at ATH Legend tweets, John Gruden says hindsight is 50-50 regarding 50-50. The decision to let Matt go. Obviously, because 50-50 is terrible eyesight. Way to go, Chucky. Hindsight's not 50-50. Hindsight's 20-20. He butchered 50-50. That, didn't he? At Joel Grant 1 tweets, you crushed on RPO with your pickup last week. So let me ask you this. With Antonio Brown not showing up to practice yesterday and Le'Veon Bell still out, should I start Ben Roethlisberger this week? Signed, fantasy football guy. Man, I love it. I love that you clones are now coming to me for fantasy advice. Long time coming. Long overdue. No brainer. Joel, my man. Listen to Ep 2 and find out. It's live right now. I will tell you this. This guy's asking, should I start Ben Roethlisberger this week? Let me answer that question with a question. Are the Steelers on the road? There's your answer. Hey, Jim. John Gruden got out of the Khalil Mack business just at the right time and got as much back in return as he could. Signed the Winklevoss twins. Drew in West L.A. Well done, Drew. Well done. Jimothy, my college roommates are obsessed with American Vandal. Having never seen it before, I was a little uninterested in who exactly the turd burglar was. Who put the crap in the pinata or whatever the hell that show was about. But you can imagine my shock while I'm staring at the Bears-Seahawks line on my iPhone and I hear Jim freaking Rome's take on one of the best young prospects. War Rome's DeMarcus Tillman take. Nick and Appleton, my man. American Vandal season 2 on Netflix. I did make a cameo, and a few people have told me about that they saw it. Did you see it? It was a blast. That was a lot of fun. I would love to do that again. 1-800-636-8686. So, my thoughts on Josh Gordon coming up. In addition to that, I want to talk about Urban Meyer. Urban Meyer, man, what a liar. This dude's garbage. Garbage. Nice try, Herb. Trying to go on a little image rehab tour while you're coming back. This guy looks even worse. Man, go away. Herb, seriously, go away.
You're a liar.
He's a liar. And notice I'm not saying allegedly. He's a liar, period. RPO F2, my thoughts on that coming up too, and a reset. When we come back, Von Miller, Broncos linebacker, joins us. And then we are wide open until hour 3. You know, it's never a good look, dudes, when you untuck a long, bulky dress shirt. You might think that it makes you look casual, but more than likely, it just makes you look like a slob. Which is why Untuck It makes shirts that are specifically designed to be worn untucked. It's a casual shirt that's not too long, not too short. It's just right. Shirts designed so well that GQ calls them, quote, perfection. Untuck It shirts are a go-to for any occasion, from casual to dressy, and not only do they look good, but they feel amazing. Impeccable craftsmanship and attention to detail make Untuck It the only choice for the untucked man. And with more than 50 sizing options, every guy can find the perfect shirt. So log on to untuckit.com, check out all the new fall arrivals, and use the promo code ROME20 and get 20% off your entire first-time purchase. You can also visit Untuck It in one of their over 35 retail locations across the country. Stop hiding your shirt with your pants and your pants with your shirt. Untuckit.com, your solution to perfecting casual. Use the promo code ROME20 and get 20% off untuckit.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Von Miller coming up momentarily. You know, there's no better place to watch football than at a Buffalo Wild Wings. So if you love football and yelling at TV screens with your friends, wearing clothing with somebody else's name on it, then there is a seat waiting for you at Buffalo Wild Wings. You don't want to miss a single game this season on the wall-to-wall TVs. Come in for the football food and the football beverages on their new $5 game day menu. $5 38-ounce pitchers of Bud Light, Coors Light, or Miller Light. $5 craft and import talls, including Blue Moon Belgian White, Sam Adams Boston Lager. $5 cheeseburger and fries. $5 brat and fries. $5 select cocktails. Do not forget about their traditional and boneless wings with 21 signature sauces and seasonings. So, escape to football and the new $5 game day menu at Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, and football. When football is on, you have to be at a Buffalo Wild Wings. Prices and participation may vary. It is subject to restrictions. Limited time only. Not valid with any other offer. Of course, drink responsibly.
I'm Batman.
1-800-636-8686. I'm Batman. Got a few more emails for you. And they're brought in by Keith Arnold. He's Batman. Von Miller coming up in a few moments. Romer Simpson. The Raiders trading Khalil Mack is such a great look. Signed, the guy who picks the urinal right next to you. Mike in Buffalo. Helping him. Unwar cuts his lawn diagonally, guy. Rome, the Raiders are so bad. They are losing on nights that they're not even playing. Mack was part of a dominant defensive performance for the Bears. Every sack by Mack is taking a year off that 10-year contract that Gruden signed. Wore the Seahawks finding a uniform to actually fit Janikowski's fat ass before next week. Dan in Denver, RTN. I don't know what it is, but ever since Gruden traded Khalil Mack, Dan in Denver's takes have actually gotten better. Like, his emails are readable now. But that's so true. I said last night, is there anything more bizarre than seeing Seabass in Seahawk gear? Not only that, but where did they get that gear? It's like that dude bought it in a store on the way to the stadium. There's no way that was actually issued by the team, right? I mean, nothing but respect for this dude. Still kicking. I mean, the guy blasted a 56-yarder. Nothing but respect for this dude, and he still goes like 250. But he looked like he bought that jersey on the way to the yard. There's no way that was Seahawk issued. Rome, the Oakland Raiders catering staff would like to announce a new weekly feature item served in the coach's lounge. These delicious crow sandos are packed with lean protein and prepared post-bear games specifically for head coach Chunky Foodin. Mike R. in Toronto. Chunky Foodin. That's how that's going to go, though. Every time Mack shows up, and especially on a big stage, nationally televised game, and absolutely dominates the way he did, and they win, it's another loss for Gruden. So Dan in Denver essentially repeated what I said, but even when the Raiders don't play, they lose. Rome, the simple math says hindsight is 50-50. Regards, Hawk.
The simple math says that's...
That is the simple math.
Hindsight, 50-50.
Hindsight is 50-50. I'm not covering that again, Gruden said. I'm not getting into that again. We made the decision. We traded him. We're not going to keep going over this. Hindsight is 50-50. I mentioned the showdown for L.A. You've got a couple of teams that moved up here. The Chargers. The Rams moved back, of course. And you've got that battle for L.A. coming up on Sunday. And then you've got college football in this town. Not a good time right now. UCLA 0-3. USC 1-2. Couple of back-to-back embarrassments. Things are not going well on the college level. Really good on the NFL level after going 20 years without having football here. 1-800-636-8686. We are still efforting Von Miller. I am no longer efforting Von Miller. I have found Von Miller. He is a Denver Broncos linebacker. He is a Super Bowl champ. He is a Super Bowl MVP. He is a three-time first-team All-Pro, six-time Pro Bowler. Already off to a huge start this year. Four sacks, couple of forced fumbles. The second overall pick in 2011 out of Texas A&M. Today, he appears courtesy of Old Spice and their new Old Spice Foamer Body Wash, which, of course, we'll get into. Von Miller is my guest. Von, good morning. Good to have you back. How are you?
Happy. Thank you guys for having me back again.
Von, always good to have you here. All right, so you beat the Raiders, Von, Sunday. You're 2-0 to start the year. So start off for me with this. How good does it feel to be Von Miller and the Denver Broncos right now?
I mean, it's great to be a part of the Denver Broncos, and it's great to get started off 2-0. You know, especially in a league where it's so hard to win, and to start off 2-0 is great.
All right, so you're 2-0, and Von, you had a huge game in Week One. You had three sacks, you had a couple of forced fumbles, you had a fumble recovery. Knowing you, Von, I know you're going to give a lot of credit to your teammates because that's the kind of teammate that you are. But when you're having a game like that, what's it feel like when you're in the middle of it? Do you feel like you're in a zone where you simply cannot be blocked?
I mean, you just want to keep going. You just want to keep going. You know, sacks, you know, they come and go. So, if you get in sacks, you, especially in a game early, you know, you want to keep it going. You want to get as many as possible.
Denver Bronco, Von Miller, my guest. All right, so I had your teammate Case Keenum on the show recently, and we talked a little bit about the fact that he was not unhappy to see Khalil Mack get traded out of the division. I'm kind of curious, from where you're standing or sitting, what was your reaction when you saw that trade go down?
And it was crazy. I didn't think it was real. I thought it was fake news for a little bit. When you turn the TV and you go to the verified social media sites and you see it's real, I just thought it was crazy. You know, guys like that, you think that, you know, they're untradeable, but it definitely, you know, worked out for the best for Khalil.
You think guys like that are untradeable? I mean, that's a really interesting point. For instance, we all know quarterbacks, Von, get paid. We know that. We know even non-elite quarterbacks are getting paid. As an elite defensive player, do you feel like elite defensive players get the respect and the money that they deserve?
Yeah, I think so. I think everything is fair. I mean, if you look at the guys and you look at the contracts, I think everything is fair.
We're talking to Von Miller. All right, Von, you and I have talked in the past about some of the rule changes that have been brought about with the idea of making the game safer. When you see Clay Matthews, as an example, get flagged for his hit on Kirk Cousins, what's your reaction? What did you think about that?
Man, it's tough. It's tough. I mean, like you said before, you know, it's just rule changes in place to, you know, make the game safer for everybody, and especially the quarterbacks. You know, the game goes as the quarterback goes, you know, and you know, it's about the quarterbacks, it's about the great quarterbacks, you know, Tom Brady, the Aaron Rodgers, the Drew Breeses, you know, the Case Keenums. It's about those guys. And if, you know, if they're hurt, you know, they can't go out there and, you know, do what they need to do to, you know, make the sport what it is. So I totally understand, and, you know, in the Clay Matthews, you know, situation, it's a tough call. It's a tough call on both sides, you know. But for me, what, you know, it helps because I just go for the ball. I go for the ball at all times. And let me tell you, I got some of the worst, you know, roughing the passer calls, and this is before, you know, the new rule change. So I totally understand, you know, what it means to protect the quarterback, but, you know, it's a tough call on both sides.
Talking to Von Miller, so how do you approach it? I mean, as a linebacker who is getting the quarterback on a regular basis, do you have to change, you personally, have you changed the way you bring down the quarterback so you don't risk getting a flag?
Yeah, I just go for the ball. I go for the ball 100% of the time. And, you know, it's ball first, tackle second, and, you know, whenever I'm playing like that, you know, it really takes some of the, you know, some of the big hits off of the quarterback and onto the ball. And, you know, the sack force fumble is one of the biggest plays in football. So whenever I got the opportunity, that's what I'm trying to do.
We're talking to Bronco Von Miller. You know, Von, watching you guys from the outside, it looks like you're having a lot of fun. For instance, you gave your teammate Shaq Barrett a joking slap in a postgame interview on Sunday, and then Shaq said at that time, that will not go unpunished. And then after that, did you know that he was going to come back to get you? And then what was your reaction when he got you in return?
No, I didn't know. You know, I prank a lot of guys, and, you know, they never get me back, so I guess I was due. I was due some revenge, and it's all good. It's all good. That's just the type of locker room that we have. We got a lot of, you know, cool guys in there. The culture is great in there, and it's all fun, especially when you're winning. It's all fun.
Everything's great when you're winning. The chemistry looks great, though. I mean, what comes first? What comes first, good chemistry or the wins, or do you only have good chemistry when you win?
I think the wins come. I think the wins are the most important thing in football. You know, you can have, you know, a horrible locker room, but win, and that'll make the locker room great, so. You know, but for us, you know, that's not the case. We've got a great locker room from, you know, the first man on the roster to, you know, the 53rd man on the roster to all the coaches and everybody in between. It's a great locker room, a great organization.
We're talking to Von Miller for a few more moments, and we'll get to Old Spice for sure. Von, after the season opening win, you were making the point that there just felt like there was something special about this team. You've been on some really good teams. What have you seen that makes you feel that this team might be one of those special teams?
You know, it's I've been on a lot of special teams, but, you know, this one is different. I think you know, the young guys that we got this year, we did a great job in the draft and, you know, picking up young guys, young talented guys, and they were able to, you know, come in and help us right away, from, you know, Phillip Lindsay to Bradley Chubb to, you know, to Jeff Holland on practice squad. All these guys that have came in to help us, they've definitely given us a boost.
Right now, over the summer, there was this really cool video of you listening to Bruce Smith talk about his philosophy when it comes to gaining the quarterback. What was your biggest takeaway from your time with him?
You know, being able to, you know, spend some time with Bruce, it was great for the Pass Rush Summit that we have annually at the Big Cedar Lodge and in the Ozark Mountains. It was great. You know, whenever you can get pros around and you can talk, you know, football, you know, the past, present, you know, and the future pros, it's great. Especially when they're talking about pass rush and, you know, some of the stuff that we all do well.
Dude, a Pass Rush Summit in the Ozark Mountains, that sounds like a blast, actually.
Yeah, it is. It is. And we got some great sponsors from, you know, Bass Pro Shops to Carhartt to, you know, to everybody involved. So it's a great event, you know, that we have annually with all the best pass rushers around the league.
All right, so you're working with Old Spice and the new Old Spice Foamer Body Wash, but it's more than just talking about a body wash. You've got something much bigger cooking with the Foam Zone Obstacle Course. Vaughn, what exactly is that all about?
All right, the Foam Zone Obstacle Course, it's a football-themed obstacle course game show covered in foam, Old Spice Foamer. And the new Old Spice Foamer product is an instant lathering body wash. It's great in the shower. You know, my favorite is Fiji. And back to the Foam Zone, you can catch it today on, you know, on all the Old Spice media, social media pages, YouTube as well, from 5 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern.
All right, so check that out on their platform. I like that. Good cause. Hey, Vaughn, one last thing. A few months ago, I saw you receive the President's Award from the American Optometric Association for the work you've done with your Vaughn's Vision program. What did the award mean to you, and why is that such an important cause to you?
I mean, it's a great award. You know, but when we started off, you know, I wasn't expecting, you know, any awards. When we started Vaughn's Vision, we was just trying to, you know, help, you know, one or two kids, you know, get glasses, contacts, free LASIK surgery, and eye exams, and, you know, to do some of the stuff that we've done with Vaughn's Vision, it's been great. It's been a true blessing. And to receive awards like that just shows you the type of team that I have around me, and it's been a true blessing.
Good for you. Super Bowl champ, Super Bowl MVP, and today he appeared courtesy of Old Spice and their new Old Spice Foamer Body Wash. My guest, Vaughn Miller. Vaughn, great to have you back. Have a really nice day, Vaughn. Great talking to you.
All right, guys. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You too, Vaughn. Take care. Man, still an absolute star. Four sacks, two forced fumbles already this season. And they beat the Raiders on Sunday. They're 2-0, and they're out quickly. We set this thing up like this for the rest of the way, so that's your first interview. We have two more interviews, but they do not start until hour number three, meaning between now and then, lots to get to. What I want to go to next is Josh Gordon. Josh Gordon predictably ends up with the Patriots. Now, to me, that was a no-brainer. We knew that was going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen now that he's there. I knew he'd end up there, but I don't know exactly what's going to happen now that he is there. I want to get into it. Meantime, Antonio Brown reportedly did not come to work yesterday. So I'm not going to overreact. I'm not going to get all hot take-ish with it. You know, when you look at the Steelers and the fact that they're supposed to be a Super Bowl contender and they're winless, that's not a good thing. That's not a good thing that he may be unhappy and that he may not be showing for work. But I'm not going to overreact to it. However, there was that cryptic trade me tweet, and now he may not be at work. Hey, Rome, I can't even believe how bad Gruden is handling this Max situation. This team is in shambles. Please keep talking about him. Signed, Mike Tomlin. Matt in Poland Springs. They are winless. They are winless, but at least they have a tie. The Raiders are 0-2. Gruden is 0-4. Sam Shields, top of hour number three. Devon Godchow. Talking Dolphins football today. They're out 2-0. Which brings me back to RPO, F2. Trevor Price and I got into who's fake and who's real of the 2-0 teams. You want to listen for the episode which dropped yesterday. Time now for a bottom of the hour sports update. Here is the leg.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS's Super Bowl season continues this Sunday when Denver battles Baltimore. Oakland takes on Miami. Buffalo heads to Minnesota. Cincinnati collides with Carolina. Tennessee takes on Jacksonville. And here in Los Angeles, the Chargers clash with the Rams. The day kicks off with the NFL Today, presented by Jeep at 12 Eastern on CBS. And I will make my first appearance this season on the NFL on CBS. So I'm hyped on that. Dear Van Smack, your cameo on American Vandal Season 2 was fire. War Cinema Smack. Regards, Zach F. Again, I had a great time with that. Glad you saw that. That's a great show, a huge show on Netflix. And I had a short cameo, but it was fun. And then this one. Thank you so much, Jim. Huge win last night. And I totally owe it to the jungle karma that you so generously graced me with. Awardedly yours, Fonzie, scoring an Emmy for his cameo in Left's Smack Off RSVP video. Signed, Denlesk's former daytime soap star, Warren Say, snagging the Emmy for outstanding landscaping for his role in pulling Randall out of the bushes. All right, the Fonz did not win for that. The Fonz did not win for his cameo in Left's Smack Off RSVP video, but he did win Best Supporting Actor for the comedy series on HBO, Barry. My man should have won one of these so much earlier, especially as the Fonz. But better late than ever. Past his 70th birthday, the Fonz, Henry Winkler, long thought to be the best guy in Hollywood, finally gets his due, finally gets over, and finally has something to put alongside his CCA up on the mantle. He was a Clone's Choice Award winner. It was amazing. Now, Jeff in Southfield. Bro, where are you? Anytime you want to come in here and apologize to the Fonz, you go right ahead and do it. Because Jeffy, you owe him one.
You know who I'm not going to crack at, Jim? Henry Winkler, your defense of the Fonz when Oren called the other week hit me like a Fonzie elbow hitting a jukebox. An epiphany started playing in my head. Jim, Fonzie is the first clone ever. He was a clone before you were even born. Think about it, clones. The character Fonzie on Happy Days was an adult male, aged somewhere between 30 and 45, not married, no kids, and living in the spare bedroom of a suburban family's home. Now that's a clone if ever there was one, Jim. I wonder if Fonzie's full name was Arthur Caleb Fonzarelli. Jim, while my respect for the Fonz as a clone has skyrocketed, my respect for the notion of the TV character Fonzie as a ladies man has plummeted. No wonder he never got a second date with Pinky Tuscadero. Turns out his hopes of scoring with her got Malachi crunched between two realities. He doesn't have one, he doesn't have enough money to take her anywhere better than Arnold's, and two, the bed he wanted to take her to is in the spare bedroom of Mr. and Mrs. Cunningham's house. You know, that elbow in the jukebox trick is a lot less cool when the song that drops is Beck's Soy Un Perdedor. But that's what you get when you hang with Ralph and Patsy. Bam, 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 bam. Bam, 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 bam. In the time of Happy Days, Lunch with the Monkey. Okay, enough of that. Jim, I don't want to blow the best first call in jungle history by going too long, so I'll leave you now with a quote from Keith Richards. After all is said and done, got to move while it's still fun. Better walk before I get run. Bam, 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 bam.
Legendary call, right? Like, where the hell did that guy come from? Who was that guy? What was he doing? Now that I know him a little bit better, and I know this, you owe Arthur Fonzarelli an apology. The Fonz getting over, getting himself an Emmy. I love it. Best supporting actor for a comedy series on HBO, Barry. If you want to talk about that, we can. If you want to talk about Bert and Ernie, we cannot. Period. That's it. I've seen your tweets. Again, for the 1 millionth time. Just because I'm not talking about it does not mean I don't know about it. Just because I'm not talking about it does not mean that I haven't seen it. But you think you've seen something that I haven't seen. They pay me to see everything. I've got eyes. Front of my head, back of my head, I see everything. I know about it, all right? I don't care. I don't care. You want to talk about the Fonz? You know, I'll sidebar with you on that. You want to talk Sesame Street? I don't care. Doesn't matter. It's fine. It's great. 1-800-636-8686. What I do want to talk about is Josh Gordon. So Corey Dillon, Randy Moss. Get ready to hear those two names. A lot. You're not going to be able to hear a single Josh Gordon is a Patriot story without hearing about either or both of those names. So why don't we start right here? Josh Gordon is a New England Patriot today. And if you're surprised by that, you shouldn't be. Not because the rumors started to come out yesterday, but because this is how this was always going to go. The Patriots were always going to get him. They were going to take a chance on him. This is what they do. And they got him for a fifth-round pick. Not bad. Even better. They get a seventh-round pick in return if he's not active for 10 games. In other words, it's a no-risk move. There literally is no downside at all. And again, it's the least surprising move ever. From the moment the Browns made it clear that they were moving on from Josh Gordon, the most predictable outcome was Gordon being in a patch uniform, especially when you look at New England's past and their game on Sunday. Jacksonville just sat on their wideouts. The offense could not move the ball because they can barely move on the field. And this, by the way, is not a luxury move for the Patriots. This isn't a case of the rich getting richer. This is not the Golden State Warriors adding DeMarcus Cousins. The Patriots are adding Josh Gordon because they need this guy and because they have mismanaged their roster. And the fact that they're jumping on somebody who the Browns, the Cleveland Browns, are giving up on, that tells you all you need to know about how badly they need this guy. New England needs this to work, not because they gave up a lot, because they barely gave up anything at all. They need it to work because they need their offense to work. They never replaced Brandon Cooks. They never replaced Deion Lewis. They don't have any speed. They're slow as hell. They can't take the top off of defense. Now, Josh Gordon, he can do all those things. So, it's a stone-cold lock, right? Get him to New England, put him with TB12 and the hoodie, and he'll be right back on track for that yellow blazer, right? Yeah, let's not get into that just yet. Which brings me back to Corey Dillon and Randy Moss, the two names that you hear every single time the Patriots make a move like this. You know, we probably should stop with that, too. First off, Dillon. Corey Dillon joined the Patriots in 04. Josh Gordon was 13 then. A lot has changed in the NFL, in the world, and with the Pats since 2004. And Randy Moss. You mean Randy Gene Moss. I know the temptation is to bring him up when you talk about Josh Gordon because they both have amazing talent. And they came on a bargain because their previous team had given up on them. Yeah, well, they also both have two hands and two feet. But that might be all they have in common at this point. Because Randy Moss may very well be the greatest receiver in nearly 100 years of the NFL. Josh Gordon was the best receiver in the league for 1 year. And since then, he's been in and out. Randy Moss had 10 1,000-yard seasons. Josh Gordon has had one in 2013. He hasn't had 1,000 combined yards since then. So Josh Gordon is not Randy Moss. Randy Moss is a Hall of Famer. Randy Moss may have had issues in his previous stops, but they were not the issues that Josh Gordon has had. Not the issues that Josh Gordon still has. Moss is not the guy that you should be comparing Gordon to. But if you need a few names, I've got them for you. How about Chad Ochocinco, Kenny Brett, Michael Floyd? These are all receivers who were brought in when other teams did not want them, and it didn't work out for any of them. Philip Dorsett, Corey Coleman, who was released yesterday. That list goes on. So, yeah, the Patriots with Brady and Moss were totally unfair, and the Patriots with Brady and Gordon might also be unfair. But we're not there yet. This is not a lock. This is not a guarantee. The only lock to me was that the Patriots would make this move, but it's not guaranteed to work out. It's not. We'll see. Gordon breathing the same air as TB12 and the Hood does not mean that all is fine now, or he wouldn't have been available in the first place. Stay tuned. Hour number two straight ahead. I'm Jim Rome here in the jungle. Do not go anywhere.